Shabbos, where it talks about this Ruach Ra. So today the Gemara Shabbos says to remove the Ruach Ra, you need to do three times. That which we do with Seirug, and the Mishpura brings that from the Ariza. With the Eved, if a person only washed one hand, so then says the Bir Halacha that he removed the Ruach Ra from that one hand. So he gave it to someone who has a cast, and he can only wash one hand. So He should at least wash that one hand that the cast is not on. That he so at least on that hand, even though he can't do the seirug in the back and forth 1-1, 2-2, but it's worth it to do at least that one hand that he could do. The Artzai Sechaim, which is the Malvim's Sefer on the first few Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. He says that this whole Indian of he brings the Gemara in Yuma, is Mechich on the Gemara in Yuma, that Arizal said that Shvi Sirugin is a mitzvah min mufcha, but it's not ma'akev in the tila. Which is interesting, how do you have a mitzvah min a mufcha when we're talking about removing Ruach Ra? But either you need the Sirugin or you don't need the Sirugin. Could be he's referring to the Shulchan Aruch Rav says interesting lashon. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, "Yizur ma'oyd afil la'akiv lito v'serugin." You should make sure to do a v'serugin. Ki kach ki kein kibu chach me'kabola shein ruach atuma iveres v'gamre. It doesn't leave completely. And Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashing a little that there's still something left. If there's a roshim, there's still some impression left. Is not done the serugin, and could be that's what he means by mitzvah min amuch. Agapanim, bottom line is that even if someone can only do one hand, you should do one hand. Now the kitzur says in Sevdalet, tzarch litol yodav davka l'soich kli, you should wash hands into a kli. Since this water has ruach ra on it, there's water, ruach ra being shed on the water, we don't want the water to be left around. And what we're worried about is that we'll learn the next sip that the water should not come in contact with any open part of the body. So one may have cuts on their feet and they'll step on it, and then it'll be mazik to go. But also the honeys we may anitila. So it's the benefit from the mehanitila. Pesha ruach ra shayra alehem. It's ruach ra which is being shayra on the water. Yishokhim b'mokhim shem b'nei odim ochim. It must be poured in a place where people do not normally walk over there. Fine. Sif hey. L'yigah kodim nitila loy b'peh. Before one washes their hands, they should not touch their mouth, b'leim choytim, their nose, by the nostrils, b'leim be'inayim, by the eyes. And the Mishrur means then that yesh lizor, even above his eyes, and from the outside, also if possible, the Mefshalei says, b'leim be'oznayim, not in his ears, b'leim p'tiyat zavas, b'leim be'oichlin, not food, b'leim mokim ha'kozim, or where he had blood drawn. Ruach Rosh Asher Al Yadayim Koyd Nitzila Mazik L'Dvarim Elu. So there's a din over here not to touch the peh, the choytim, the nayim. This is Medina de Gemara. It's a Gemara on Shabbos. But the Gemara says over there, the first the Gemara says that the Gemara's lashon is Yad L'Nin Tikotzes, Yad L'Choytim Tikotzes. If the Yad touches the choytim, Tikotzes, and the Parshim Tzolei talking about Tzil Tzidayim, the Ruach Ra, Yalepet Tikotzes, Chavarim, that's the din of the Gemara, that they should not touch any open part of the body. Then the Gemara says, Yad Legigis, the hand should not touch a barrel of gigas, a barrel of beer. Should not touch a barrel of beer. So if you take a look at the Gemara seems to say beer. It doesn't say all food. However, the Mefarshim, the Arba Mefarshim, I want to say that the same halacha applies to all foods, that the Ruach Ra that's on the person's hands is Nidabek, attaches to the food, and therefore be a sakana for the person to eat it. Now, we're talking about touching the food itself, touching the wrapper or a can, that's not going to be a problem for the food. So if one wants to pass the baby this bottle, you have this food in the bottle, it's not a problem because you're touching the bottle, you're not touching the food. This rule brings down that if someone did touch the food before he washed his hands, we're not going to ask for the food because of this. However, if it's a food that could be washed off, then you should wash it three times. Which is interesting again, because first of all, we're saying b'dieved, it doesn't ask for the food. What does that mean? Is there sakana? There's no sakana. How do you have a b'dieved sakana? Right? And more than that, if we're saying if you could wash it, you should wash it, so then why would I can't wash it? What happened to the sakana here? How is it all b'dieved? So there are those that explain that this sakana is only a chshash. It's a chshash for sakana. It's a chshash ba'alma. It's a far out chshash that of sakana. And therefore we say l'chatchila, don't be machnis yourself into this chshash, and don't touch it. And if you touched it and it could be washed, to wash it. But b'dieved, we're not going to throw out the food for this chshash. This shadow comes up. If someone wants to buy food from stores, here it's so it's more practical. We have Jewish workers, which are not from, and they're not washing, and the assumption is that they're not washing their hands beforehand. So you're going, you want to buy bread. They're taking the bread in the morning, putting it on the shelves. They're touching the food itself. So does one need to be makbet to go dafka to the store where this frum work is touching the food? So goyim, if it's goyisha work is, the Mishmur brings down, there's no kshat. My goyisha work is with the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, because this whole ruach ra, again like we started off with, is nitlatali with it's totally in the Kedusha. In the Kedusha, right? The Yid was Kedusha when the Kedusha, when the Neshama leaves. So then there's room for the Ruach Ra to come onto. By Goy, says Shulchan Aruch Ra, this whole thing is not Shaykh. So if by Goy you don't have this Ruach Ra. But what about if we have Jewish workers? So there are many Tshuvas written on this. And one Tshuva he makes into a straight Sveika, because the Derech called many of these workers up all night anyways. I'm preparing the food. And yeah, it's a suffering if he slept at night. But it's a shver. Others answer based on the halachas that we're about to. Some answer that it's mutter because many of them hold that b'dieved, if you touch the food, it's mutter, like we just mentioned. So, and the Rabbanim wanted that you should not touch the food without washing, but b'dieved will be mutter. If there's nothing to do, so then obviously you have to be samech on that. However, we have also the next halacha says, it's toiv to be makbid that by netil zidayim in the morning you should use a kli uben mayim, and the katchila should be also a revius of mayim for the koyach gavra, and it should be poured from with the koyach of the gavra. Kibay ben netil zidayim is the suda, just like we find by netil zidayim for suda. Shasachak she'ein lo karoi. Who writes the smell doesn't have a kli, or he doesn't have a gavra, right? So then, and he wants to daven. Yachalit al yadim kech kol daven. Can wash his hands from anything. Chomi neimayim or v'loy kach gavra. Yachal levarach amitiz zedayim. V'im yesh lefan nar. There's a river in front of him. Toiv yesh shiyit by yadav gimel pami. He should dip his hands three times. And afilu b'sheli, or even into snow. You have to know what that works for. Dipping your hands into snow doesn't always work for everything. It may only work for tefillah. I believe in my mayim cloud. You can't yada be'ezadav. If you don't have water at all, you should wipe his hands on something. יברך על הכיס ידעי מדי לו לתפילה. אבל כשהזדמי לאח כך מים, then when he gets water later on, וכן הם הרויים, יתו יודו, ואוי רפם קרוי, אבל לא יברך אוי. So it comes out over here, that we're saying that the bidi evid, if a person does not have a kli, and he doesn't have kaif gabra, he can use whatever he has. So, which means that, let's say you only have a sink, but you turn on the water, there's a question if there's kaif gabra over there, right? Maybe the initial water that comes out, when you turned it on, that first water that comes out is coming from the kaif of the gabra. But the water that continues to come out is coming out by itself. So is that kaif gabra or not? So therefore, b'di evid, it's not going to be makim. Please not makim. So they want to be semachal. All this for these workers, that their assumption is when they woke up in the morning, they probably washed their hands and their face once. It does not, and b'di evid, it does not have to be all three times. It does not have to be one after another. So he did in the morning. Then he went to the bathroom and he washed his hands probably. And then when he came to work, the law is to wash your hands before you work. So throughout the morning, hopefully he did three times. That's one of the tutsim that Achren give. The question now is, what about touching? My phone says 7:13. 7:13 or 7:15?
7:14.
Okay. Question is, what about touching clothing? Is there anything wrong with touching clothing as I mentioned, the Gemara says gigas, a barrel. So we said before that if you touch the wrapper or you touch the bottle, it's not a problem. So why does the Gemara say gigas? So that's what some of the first Gemara say, that's the extra chiddush by Sheikha. For some reason, by Sheikha is even if you touch the barrel. So don't touch a bottle of beer before. But when you get clothing, which Shmuel brings down a Seda Hayoyim, because the Talmud of the Risa, they lived in times of Beis Yosef, so he says you should not say Shalayiga b'malgusha ashiyito yadam. However, says the Magen Avraham, b'gemara le'mashmikin. The Gemara is not mashmik, it's Gemara over there and Daf Samach, where he talks about all the Seder Brachos. So it's take your clothing, make malvash shalumet, and then later on you're washing hands. So you see you're touching the clothing before him. There's a lot of raid on this in Achrenim. If there is a problem with touch clothing or not. However, the maskana seems that the reason for the Indian not touching clothing is either api Kabbalah or Yonim, which many Mekubalim write that it's shver even api Kabbalah to say such a thing. And therefore the maskana is because there's another Indian over here that as much as possible you should not leave this Ruch Ra on you. Get rid of it as soon as possible. Don't delay. So if there's a choice to get dressed and then wash your hands, or wash your hands and then get dressed, we say, don't touch your clothing, you just go wash your hands and then get dressed. Not because it puts a ruch ra on the clothing. A shell of fizel, let's say my glasses. Is there a problem that to take my glasses and put it on before I wash my hands? No, because it's only going to help me get to the sink quicker to wash my hands. So then there is no problem. There's no ruch ra, there's no problem with delaying because it's going to help me get there quicker. Okay. Make it a great day.